Table Reads presents Batman Year One by Frank Miller.
Lights, camera, action!
When a script is written that is so bad, no one will film it. These brave podcasters will bring it to life just so they can mock it. This is Table Reads.
So the movie's kaput, which means your script ain't worth the buffalo shit on a nickel.
Table Reads with Sean McBee, Jeff Lewis, and Joshua Baker.
Welcome back to Table Reads, everybody. I need a second to turn the camera on because I don't know if I've mentioned Elgato Stream Deck or that it sucks.
Yo, get off his back.
On the iPhone, but it does.
Josh?
What?
Get off his back. It's Elgato.
Oh.
So, sorry for the audio listeners. That really didn't interest you at all. Oh. But if you're on YouTube, you can see us now. Thank you all.
Hey there, YouTube.
So, we're back for part five of The Batman Year One by Frank Miller. We are on page 92 of 108, or 128, by the way. So we've got 30, 40 pages.
Right.
I don't know. What's that? Two episodes?
That's two episodes. That's this one and one more.
Two, yeah.
Depending on how much we can get through.
Depending on how awesome or awful the script becomes.
It's awesome.
It is awesome. Fuck, it can only get more awesome.
I think as it crescendos, it's going to be just progressively more awesome.
What if it's like, what if he like kills Loeb and then, and then kills himself just to fight him in the afterlife? I'm coming after you.
I've killed a man. Now I am the crime.
Has anyone ever killed a man twice?
I must crime fight myself.
Now I have to kill myself.
I'm the last villain in Gotham.
I love this crazy Batman.
It's so good.
Fuck.
Previously on Table Reads.
So this weird Batman minus Billions version of the Cape Crusader has come into being and done all the crime fighting to all the crime.
It's right there next to the gun.
I gestured too much. Has done all the crime fighting to all the crime, only to discover that the police are the real crime doers. So he hides in the bushes outside the commissioner's house while he's having a crime party, I guess. And listens to them say mean things about him. In the course of his surveillance, he overhears something that changes his mind about throwing a grenade into the room. And... Okay, I get it, but the fucking thing is broken.
No, I was at it. Oh, no, leave that up. There's no script for them to look at. Fuck it, look at that.
Right? Like, click on the fucking link and like and subscribe, nerds.
You dicks.
So he hides in the bushes. He hides in the bushes outside the commissioner's house while he's having a crime party, I guess, and listens to them say mean things about him. In the course of his surveillance, he overhears something that changes his mind about throwing a grenade into the room, and he instead decides to drive into a different room, rescue thieving whore Selina Kyle from goons, and then throw a grenade. We rejoin our hero as he makes his escape.
Fade in.
You made it better to me because I like to believe he was trying to drive into the lobby, but he missed. He's like, I got you, Loeb. Who are you? Get in.
I'll just taser whoever you are.
I don't know. Was it to the right? Oh, he has to get a cigar. Oh, yeah.
I need my no one cigar.
Well, yeah, sure. No one's still in there.
Unless he got grenaded.
Who knows?
Who knows what room he even threw that shit in? So, if you have downloaded the script and are following along, we are about to start reading scene 132. And if you are watching YouTube so that you can read along, sorry.
Oh, what a fake out.
Technical difficulties. Can't get the script up on the screen right now.
thank you, but you've been bamboozled. But you're here now, so click like and subscribe.
And subscribe.
And maybe we'll put the script back.
For real, though. Exterior, front lawn, Loeb's mansion, night. The heavy Lincoln Continental sends rooster tails of expensive manicured lawn high in the air. From all directions, security guards open fire with shotguns, pistols, and Uzis. They rake the car with bullets. Interior, the Batman's Lincoln Continental, night. Selina freaks out as bullets clink and clank. Why did you get in the car with him? You saw that he was clearly a maniac.
Yeah, she just got in the car with the first guy that tasered a dude and was getting out holding grenades like, God! She's like, well.
Better than my last boyfriend.
As the bullets clink and clank around her, bouncing off sinister-looking canisters strapped in the area where the back seat should be.
Keep low and cover your ears.
Selina gives the Batman an incredulous look, then does exactly what he says. As outside on the exterior front lawn, Loeb's mansion, night, kablam! The Batman's grenade goes off, sending a fireball out of several windows and shattering many more. From the fire leaps Estrada and Flass, gun blazing.
Oh shit!
Behind him stumbles Commissioner Loeb, desperately trying to pat down his burning hair. And Mayor No One, just plain stunned. One bullet cuts a bloody streak across Batman's shoulder. He pays it no heed. Selina stares at him, a little turned on.
What the fuck?
The Lincoln bounces. You know, he hasn't bathed in like 3 weeks, probably.
Men, he bathes in blood.
Men,
he smells so bad.
Men
he's just
riding women.
Yeah, that's...
That's bad.
Uh-huh.
Because you know he's still like crying, so like he hasn't taken a bath. So the only clean part of his face is where the tears are coming down. Those little clean streaks. It's just like, damn.
That's a sexy, bloody bat.
Damn, he got shot? Woo!
It does pass the Bechdel test, though. Because you have two women talking and not about a man. They're talking about whoring. So, technically passing the Bechdel test... But ew.
I feel like if we had a female sitting here reading this script with us, she would be annoyed.
Is annoyed the word? Because if a female were here, it would be Kelly. And annoyed is not the word for what she would be experiencing.
I was just trying to admit rage.
Well, according to the script, she would be a little turned on.
And Frank Miller would know.
He would know.
The Lincoln bounces through a wrought iron fence and onto the tree-lined road. Seconds behind it, a pair of white limos give chase.
Because they're the opposite of black limos. So they don't get confused.
After him! Get in the limos!
The best car we got.
It's a party full of cops. And they're like, we jump in the limos and give chase.
Well, they can't give chase in their police cars.
Well,
surely some of them are in something that is not a car, a police car, or a limo.
They Ubered.
There's a middle ground here.
Ford Taurus.
They're all out calling Ubers to chase down the Batman.
They don't have Ubers in the 70s.
You don't know that. It's not the 70s.
80s.
We don't know.
I feel like Chi-Chi made it the 70s.
Estrada made it the 80s.
Also, there's not been a single cell phone.
Yeah, no cell phones.
And well, when was the last time you saw a Lincoln Continental?
My grandma had one.
See? His grandma had
Josh's
one.
Josh's grandma. What the last time?
Before she died.
Josh, your grandma was the Batman.
Goddamn Batman.
That makes me Bat Kid.
No. Dang. I'm sorry. She was Batman.
Batman. Batma.
Batma.
Yeah, she's a little turned on.
Yes, she is.
Oh, yes. The white limos give chase. Out on the dark road, the Lincoln Continental is almost invisible, driving at ridiculous speeds without headlights. Interior, the Batman's Lincoln Continental, night. The Batman drives with crude homemade night vision goggles. How do you home make a night vision goggle?
They're just 3D glasses that he got at the theater.
They're regular glasses. They're sunglasses with the lenses popped out and little flashlights on the top. So I can see at night. Night vision.
I got these Ghostbuster Ecto goggles from MattyCollector.com.
We're never gonna get through this.
Homemade night vision goggles while Selena appraises the man next to her.
Oh.
She's just looking at his crotch. Slowly, she makes a hand gesture as if she were picking up the phone. With her thumb and pinky, she puts the imaginary headset to her mouth.
Oh, God damn Hello? It.
Mom, I've met a guy. I think I'm in love.
I'm taking you to prison.
Keep going.
For the murder of a police officer.
Never mind that I just threw a grenade into a whole room full of police officers.
But I'll wait till you hang up on your mom.
Sorry, Mom.
I'm taking your daughter to jail. She's like, it's not real.
Your son, Bruce.
Love.
The Batman cuffs her to the dashboard. She's shocked because she's never seen a dashboard with cuff hooks. What?
Well, it's got the oh shit handles.
Yeah.
The front one.
Those...
No, that's old front ones. What? Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
He's making that up.
An oh shit handle in the front is a brain bashing handle.
No,
that's what it's for.
They're not in a Lincoln Continental. They're in trucks. Yeah. They're in like an S10 or like.
Maybe, I don't know.
Handcuffed her to a dashboard?
Maybe that's why she shot because it didn't work. he's like, there. It's like. I'm under arrest.
I'm stuck.
Oh, no, you got me.
And dead, apparently.
Ooh. Oh, dear dad, I arrested a ghost.
Ghost cat.
She was solid, but she talked all spooky.
Fuck. She talked all spooky.
Your loving son, Bruce.
Fuck, this is so good.
Okay, we're making a t-shirt that just says your loving son, Bruce.
Your loving son, Bruce. Is Batman at a typewriter, no pants, just the top line?
Just the cowl.
Yeah.
And tidy whities. Yeah.
And above it, the t-shirt can be a bat symbol made out of like a magazine.
Right,
cut out of a bunch of different like National Geographic bats.
It's a bat.
It's like a ransom bat.
Right.
Your loving son, Bruce.
Bruce.
I love it. Merch.
Merch. Handcuffs her to a dashboard. She's shocked. Interior, pursuing limo. The security guards call for assistance on the radio.
We need a roadblock on Bridge Road at the junction of Highway 6. Do you copy?
From the radio.
This is Gotham Sheriff Department. I copy. We're on our way.
Meanwhile, interior, the Batman's Lincoln Continental, night. The Batman listens to the transmission on his own radio.
Hold on.
Selina braces herself as he wrenches the steering wheel. That makes more sense. The darkened Lincoln swerves to a stop in the woods. Out on the road, both pursuing limos rip past, doing 100 mph.
100. I can't give a better read. I can't give a better read of that word than you just did.
Doing 100 miles per hour. Interior, pursuing limo, night. It's a windy, tree-lined road through the forest.
Is it there yet?
We're in position, but he hasn't shown up.
He should be on the road any second. We're right behind him. Be ready. Oh, shit!
As the limo rounds the corner, it's greeted by two cop cars forming a roadblock. The driver desperately cuts the wheel, but it's too late. The big car skids sideways and smashes into the cops. The second limo slams into the first. Cops dive for cover. Glass and hubcaps go everywhere. Slowly, the doors open, and dazed security guards get out of the crumpled cars.
Where the hell did he go?
Everyone stops and turns to look up the road at the Batman's Lincoln Continental as it slowly approaches the crash site. Suddenly, bam! What bam? Super high-powered Klieg lights shine forth from the Lincoln. Okay, thanks. The men cover their eyes, temporarily blinded, as the ominous black car accelerates into the wrecked cars. Its heavy bumpers sink into the doors of the cop cars and grind them backwards and out of the way. Some of the cops and security guards regain their wits and open fire with their pump-action shotguns and Uzis. Interior, the Batman's Lincoln Continental, night. A giant gloved fist pounds a series of heavy-duty switches bolted onto the dashboard.
He doesn't even know what he's hitting. Buh, buh, buh. They're not hooked to anything. He's like, come on, get me out of this one.
Oil starts spraying. And...
You, dude, keep going.
Both sides and rear of the car erupt. Blam, blam, blam. Road spikes. Foo, foo, smoke. Splash. Oil.
Nostradamus.
Crack, crack. And tire puncturing darts.
What the fuck?
Just, what do I got?
It's like an Indiana Jones trap in a car.
Okay, also, why do I keep coming up with the most ridiculous shit I can think of and then it fucking happens?
I love that's it. What you do.
That's what you do.
It's not right.
You've been doing it for 115 episodes, man. You got this.
It shouldn't be, though.
Bad writers haven't gotten any better since you first started.
It's like, hey, this guy wrote RoboCop 2.
I stand corrected.
Not a good movie.
That was the one with the jetpack.
Yeah, the weird.
No, that was RoboCop 3.
Shit. RoboCop 2 is the one with the drug dealer.
Why don't you remember RoboCops as well as you remember Mission Impossibles, Jeff?
Was Ed 209 the first one?
Yes.
Yes.
Second one.
RoboCop 2 was Robot Kane.
Asian man?
No, scary drug dealer guy.
That was a robot.
Yeah, they made him into a robot.
I thought he was Ed 209.
Ed 209 was not a man. It was just a robot.
Just a robot.
Okay.
You have 30 seconds to comply.
3's better.
3 is terrible. Shut the fuck up.
The fucking Asian robot man.
TV in
the
series.
Yeah.
No. The first one was the best one.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Joel McKinnon, he was so good.
There was boobs.
That was the remake.
Oh.
I didn't watch that one.
Oh, I didn't watch that.
It's not good.
Good.
It's not as bad as I hope, as I feared, but not as bad as I hoped. No, that's this podcast. Oh, shit.
Oh, sad.
Tire puncturing darts. He's shooting tire puncturing darts.
But he just sitting
still. And four cars that are just in a wreck.
And they're going into police officers' eyes.
But I like that the cars are on fire. He's like, they won't be chasing us now. Like
darts.
Ping, 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 ping. They never saw it coming. Because of my lights.
Because of my lights. Yes, lights. Batman's greatest weapon.
Oh, boy. The gunmen stagger back, punctured, pierces, and slimed by the cannonade. Cannonade?
Sure.
When life gives you cannons. The Lincoln lays a generous tire patch as it accelerates down the wooded road. Behind it, the stabbed and oil-covered men who can do nothing but watch, stunned as the Lincoln disappears into the darkness.
Who the fuck is that asshole?
They're just covered in oil and little darts. Like, what the fuck? Ow!
It's real, though.
I'm getting,
what is? Why?
I'm getting oil in my wounds.
Does our fucking insurance cover this?
This is awful.
What is the doctor's report going to look like? Oil punctures.
Normal for the last couple weeks.
Interior. The Batman's Lincoln Continental. Night. Click. Click. And Selina is out of the cuffs. The Batman, surprised, looks over.
Handcuffs? What were you thinking? I'm a handcuff expert.
Mm. She had to say that.
Yeah. Because we have to say, not show.
Yeah.
She just got out of the fucking handcuffs.
But they did both. They showed it, and then she's like, it's like, also, Selena breaks out of the handcuffs. I broke out of the handcuffs.
Not just here, either.
Yeah.
But every scene she's been in, she's using handcuffs and whips and, like, all this shit. Like, you think she doesn't have... She's a dominatrix. You don't think she has handcuff keys on her person?
At all times. Maybe. Yeah. In multiple
places. He may as well have stood up through the sunroof and been like, arrest yourself.
I gotta open my door from the outside. He's just in the moonroof. Leaning
over to open his door. I thought I opened that before I came up through the moonroof. Someone really needs to invent a button to put your window down.
I said hold the window.
It's got a hand crank. Yeah. Hand cranked windshield wipers.
Yeah, somebody should have been a button to roll the window down, and he just hit buttons and fucking throw caltrops. And he's still rolling the window down my hand.
I should have labeled these.
Fuck.
There it is. He reaches for her, but she's already slipping out the door. Slipped out the door. Exterior, wooded road, moment later. Selena rolls in the ditch at the Batmobile skids to a stop a few hundred feet up the road. Selena takes off into the woods. She runs through with a natural animal grace. What kind of animal do you think, guys?
A monkey.
Muskrat.
Leaping fallen trees, snake. Ducking branches, moving silently.
A duck. Give it up, Selena.
A penguin.
Read your bat line again.
Give it up, Selena.
Selena spins around looking for the source of the voice, then breaks into a serious sprint. Just a lackadaisical sprint before. She runs all out through the woods, leaps a stream, scrambles an embankment, then out into a clearing. She's really moving when, smash, she's tackled by the Batman. He pins her down in the wet grass.
You didn't really think you could run from me, did you?
She struggles, takes a swipe with her claws, but he's ready for her and easily dodges.
I'm taking you in. I will not allow murder, not even for revenge.
Whoa, slow down. I didn't kill that bastard. I just prettied him up a little.
Shows her fingernails. She takes his gloved hands off her shoulder and admires the bat-shaped brass knuckles.
Nothing you haven't done. I'm innocent.
You hit the garage mechanic. The cop is dead.
I didn't kill him.
Then it was the guard.
Okay. Remember the parenthetical here, too.
Then it was the garage mechanic.
Then it was the garage mechanic.
Then it was the garage mechanic.
That's the one.
I'm trying to deflate.
Yeah. I love it. No, Chi-Chi came in as I was marking Campbell. He killed him. Said the scumbag cop is taking enough of his money. He was going to kill me too. He had me pinned, was trying to cut my wrist with that switchblade of his. Wanted it to look like murder-suicide. But Holly showed up. We fought.
Gestures to her cheek.
I gave him a nice little something to remember me by and got the hell out of there. I figured you could take care of yourself, garage boy.
How did you...
Darling, in my whole life, I've only met one real man. I'm not about to forget his eyes.
I should have put on my fake scar. She draws the leather-gloved hand to her mouth and bites a finger.
You're not gonna knock me out again, are you?
What the fuck? What is this Batman has her pinned.
You're not gonna knock me out again, are you?
How... Just picture that. There's no way to picture that and not have it be the stupidest scene in the history of film.
They just ruined it with that.
He's like, got it down. He's like, she has the upper hand.
It was kind of hot up until that moment. Like,
maybe she has knockout saliva.
Girl cooties.
Is her tongue all rough like a cat's?
Gross.
Selena pulls off his glove. Exterior, the warehouse, upholstery district, dawn. The mangled Lincoln pulls to the curb on an empty street.
I have this bad feeling that the only way I'm ever going to see you again is if I continue my life of crime.
I wouldn't recommend that. You don't do so well. You didn't do so well in your debut.
Yeah, well, practice makes perfect, right?
Aren't you forgetting something?
Holding the pillowcase.
Keep it. There's something in there I think you'll find interesting.
Ooh, a silver hairbrush!
Oh, wow. I always wanted one of these. Wow, this is great. Now I can find out the werewolf.
The fuck?
She walks off, shaking her moneymaker.
Yeah, that's what I did after a night like that. Just shaking her ass, walking down the streets.
Yeah, hopefully they showered.
Roast.
Interior, Bruce Wayne's apartment, day. Bruce's apartment is now jam-packed with crime-fighting equipment. He reads Gordon's files intently at his cramped desk.
He's an accidental detective.
Oops. I tried to kill these guys and I found some evidence. I didn't steal it. My girlfriend did. I'm the hero.
I thought she was going to knock me out, but she gave me evidence.
I tried to arrest her, but she bit my finger. I thought she had the upper hand and then we sexed.
She gave me evidence and the clap. And
a little owl.
Doing some redecorating? Funny, I never had you pegged as a satin pillow type of guy. Bruce reads a paper and puts it into a homemade photo machine. What is a photo machine? And B, what is a homemade photo machine?
This is the 70s, Jeff. Fuck you.
How? What about this? What existed in the 70s that is a photo machine?
Keep going.
Pop goes a flash, and out slips a microfilm. He adds it to a little pile.
Maybe the 60s.
I still don't... He's making microfilm?
I've never watched pornography. I don't own a pornograph.
Probably the easiest way to maintain this evidence is to make a microfiche.
I took pictures of the pictures. Now they're my pictures. It's all right.
If anyone wants to find out this evidence, they're going to have to look real close.
Anyway, I've hidden one cell in each of my wounds. Sorry, just trying
read
to read
your line.
This changes everything.
Well, if you can take a break from your homework for a minute, I got something to show you. Little Al jerks the plug on Bruce's machine.
My machine!
That is my photo machine that I made. It makes photos littler.
Just like a fucking light bright.
It's an inside out photo enlarger.
Why is this so fucking funny?
Because crazy Batman would do that.
It makes sense. In this world, this shit makes sense. Like,
Little Al jerks the plug on Bruce's machine.
I made the photos big because this is a big crime.
My evidence board is really cluttered. I need the space.
Fuck, my chest hurts so fucking much from this bullshit.
I need smaller thumbtacks to put these tiny photos on.
I made homemade thumbtacks. Tiny thumbtacks. He's taking the thumbtacks out to replace the caltrops and shit. And he just has a little thing and he's just dumping thumbtacks in it. That'll get him.
Oh, my whole body hurts.
Oh, fuck.
Bruce looks up. Interior, Big Al's office. Day. Little Al is again looking around in Big Al's desk. After some searching, he retrieves another key. It fits a door at the far end of the room. Come on. Little Al leads...
Oh!
I got a real bat cave through this door. There's a tunnel that goes underground, and there's a huge computer, and a dinosaur, and a giant penny. You're gonna love this.
There's this dead kid wearing underwear. You're gonna love him.
He's just fucking gonna, he's gonna Lenny his ass. Yeah, start the photos. Tell him about the bad guys, George.
Yeah, just look at the giant penny. Count all that money.
Wow.
One.
It's one. It's just one penny.
Why?
Fuck.
You're gonna have to edit like 30 minutes of the laughing.
Little Al leads Bruce through the door into a dark and dusty. Oh my god, I wasn't. Oh my. Sean Stradamus strikes again!
Is it?
Through a dark and dusty stairwell winding down into the interior underground chamber below Little Al's garage. Day. Little Al throws a heavy Frankenstein-style switch. Called a breaker.
Oh.
It's a Frankenstein switch.
Well, it's an old style.
Oh, like the breaker. Yeah.
Yeah. Frankenstein-style switch, flooding an immense brick chamber with light. From the high, arched ceiling hang bare bulbs, tangled pipes, winches and chains. Industrial lathes, drills and presses line the walls, all covered in dust.
I can weld those to my car.
Hold on, I'll be back. I'm gonna go get my picture machine.
Photo machine.
Evidence.
I feel like photo machine is what the first camera was called.
This one is this one is called is a camera. He's like, oh, let me get my photo machine.
Photographic transcription device.
It's a machine that draws a picture of what I'm looking at.
Let me go get my photo machine. I will make that penny normal sized.
The terminus of a rusted train track lies on the floor. Big Al bought this place from the Wayne Corporation. Used to be a repair shop for the trains. Back in the day, Wayne Corp built a lot of the infrastructure for Gotham City. Water systems, electrical, sewers. Bruce walks around, soaking it all in.
This is mine!
I live here now. Why have I been paying rent?
My daddy built this!
This place connects to the access tunnels. It's like a maze back in there. Runs all under the entire city. It's kind of spooky. Also very convenient for a man in your position. You've lived above this your whole life. Who'd have thunk it?
Why aren't all the other criminals using it?
Apparently, this is the only entrance, despite the fact that it runs through the entire city.
City.
He like peels out in his Lincoln down there, like
he's running over homeless people.
It's like, a train.
Blah 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 blah. Like
choo choo.
People are walking down the road and they just hear random stuff drifting up through sewer grates. Like,
what's that? Beware crime.
What is this? Is that the goddamn Batman?
He's just running around down there with his arms outstretched. Yeah.
He's playing the music. The car.
He stops the car under one of the grates and gets out the moonroof. Like, there's any crime happening up there? Where's the crime?
Tim Burton's not making movies yet, though, so he's just playing Oingo Boingo music. Bruce turns to look at Little Al, blown away. Yeah, I thought you might like it. A rat squeaks by. Interior, Gotham Justice Building, Loeb's office, day. Loeb berates Gordon.
Jesus Christ! I tell you to do one simple thing. Catch some freak in tights. What's wrong with you?
Well, I mean, first, we very much established that he's wearing sporting gear, not tights.
Damn it, Gordon.
Loeb wears a hat to cover his burnt hair. Interior, that's the whole scene. That's the whole scene.
And scene.
Interior, the warehouse. Also, the way it reads, you play the whole scene and then mention that he's wearing a hat? That sounds like he's like, what's wrong with you? And then he puts a hat on.
No, it's just shot here, and it's just like a close-up of his face. Like, I hate you.
The reveal of the hat.
Interior, the warehouse, upholstery district, day. Selina sits amidst a pile of leather and sewing materials. She snaps razor blades with a pair of pliers, making little triangles. Then she sinks one of the small metal triangles into some kind of epoxy under her fingernail. Selina holds up her hand to Holly.
What do you think?
Razors line the undersides of each fingernail. I think that men are not going to pay you for hand jobs anymore.
That's right. You're some jigsaw motherfucker.
Holly is horrified. Interior, Gotham Justice Building, Situation Room, day. The hunt for the Batman has been kicked into high gear. Gordon has, a dozen cops working with him now. His cramped office has been replaced with a full-sized situation room. Do we have a spot set up for tonight, sir? I can't remember my Merkel voice.
It's probably that.
Not yet.
Gordon consults a map. Again, that's the whole scene? Do we have a spot set for tonight, sir? Not yet. Cut two. Exterior, East End sidewalk, night. A well-dressed man, woman, and a small boy walk hand-in-hand through a bad part of town. A thug follows them. The Batman watches from a nearby rooftop. But he does nothing as the man gets closer and pulls out a gun. He has to crime first.
Do it.
The Batman watches the guy grab the woman's purse.
So I think that this is a trap. So I'm going to give it the best read that I can for a poorly paid actress.
Do it.
Help, help, my purse, help. I think it, like, because I think this is a setup, right? Yeah. Help, help, my purse, help.
Still, the Batman does nothing. The mugger wrenches the purse free and takes off running down the empty street. Watching from, interior, Gordon's crappy car, night. Gordon jabs out of Marlboro, frustrated.
That's it. Meet back at the headquarters in 30 minutes.
Lights another one. Exterior, East End sidewalk, night. Up and down the street, homeless people shuffle out from behind dumpsters, get in unmarked cop cars, and drive off. The couple and child head for a car. Gordon stops to thank them. He squats down, tussles the small boy's hair.
Good work, son.
Yep.
The pair take off. Gordon, alone now, walks back to his car.
I can help you get what you want.
Gordon freezes. Turns slowly. I knew that guy wasn't a real criminal because he wasn't attacking me. The Batman stands hidden in the shadows just inside the alley. Gordon puts his hands out like he's trying to calm a lost kitten.
Okay, we can talk. How about down at the station?
No, you don't understand.
Easing his gun out.
You know you're on a suicide course, right?
And I would know. Look at my gun barrel.
I'll get you some help. They'll kill you otherwise, believe me.
Please, don't. It doesn't have to be like this.
I was gonna give you a big light.
Have you seen my night vision goggles?
It has my name written on it, but backwards.
Namtab.
Don't you mean Mamtab?
Mamtab.
Gordon, facing the Batman now. Close. has his gun leveled at the Batman's chest. Gordon goes for his cuffs. The Batman slaps the gun out of his hand.
You fool! You idiot! Don't you see?
Now!
A trap within a trap. Four uniformed cops come out of hiding.
Freeze! Put your hands up!
The Batman looks over, then pounces on Gordon. His hands fumble around on Gordon's jacket.
Give me this jacket!
as the cops move to encircle him.
We've got the Batman at trap location Alpha.
The Batman finally heaves Gordon through the air at the cops. He lands, head first, sprawling into the cops and knocking about half of them off their feet. The Batman makes a break for it. Cops open fire. Bam, bam, bam.
Hold your fire.
The Batman takes a slug in the thigh, but makes it into an abandoned tenement. The cops come to Gordon's side.
Geez, are you all right? Why didn't you give the signal sooner?
I had to be sure.
The uniformed cops help Gordon to his feet. His head is bleeding badly. Cruisers start to show up.
I'm gonna pretend this cop is a grenade.
I thought that he thought stealing Gordon's jacket. He's like, it's me, Gordon. It's the imposter. Get him, boys.
Oh, they didn't believe me because it doesn't have a name tag.
He's just like walking off with pads and a trench coat.
I love this idiot, Batman. So fun to watch.
Cruisers start to show up. Merkel arrives with an uniformed cop. Together, they begin sealing off the area. Flask pulls up and gets out of his car, waving at the SWAT to park by the abandoned tenement. An ambulance driver tries to tend to Gordon's injuries.
Get off me.
Gordon is more concerned about the SWAT van unloading men.
This is my collar, my case. I'm in charge here. We do not need your help.
I guess you can talk to Commissioner Loeb about that, Gordon. Here he comes now.
SWAT commander points to a police helicopter on the horizon. From this distance, you can just make out the firebombs hanging below it like lures on a fishing line.
What the fuck?
Also, how many viewers in the audience would recognize firebombs hanging from... I would be like, does that helicopter have testicles? Who would look at something and go, that's a firebomb?
I recognize them
from seeing them on my photo machine.
Guys who got cut up in the jungle.
Since when did they adopt scorched earth policy for killing a vagrant?
In a city,
like, and they didn't do it like eloquently either. It's just tied to a helicopter. Some guy thought that this'll get him. Like, he's got some rope. He's like, all right, up.
But they had to have it prepped before,
right?
Hey, Vinny, you done making those goddamn firebombs? You're like 2 weeks behind. We gotta blow up that tenement.
We gotta kill the Batman.
It is an abandoned tenement, so it's okay.
Maybe.
It's insured against police firebombs, right? Interior, abandoned tenement. With too many ends, I believe. I think it's always had too many ends.
I like that it's hanging below, like, lures on a fishing line. Like, Batman's like, what is that?
Like a cat?
I hope it gets lower.
I've got hungry.
I want to put my mouth around it.
Those look so cool.
Look at them sparkle.
Maybe I should. I'll commit a crime and then they'll come get me.
I bet I could tie those to my car.
Just like a just married fucking pants.
Firebomb.
Just fucking fire.
I'll slow down so they get close enough to run over my firebombs.
Okay. The Batman is in the lobby of what was once a transient hotel. He collapses against the check-in counter. He wraps duct tape around the badly bleeding wound in his thigh.
Lucky.
The Batman gets up, trying the leg.
Ignore the pain.
He limps up the stairs as fast as his injured leg will allow. I think it's time to write a letter to your daddy.
I gotta get those firebombs.
Interior.
To the roof.
Damn it.
I'm the goddamn Batman. Give me the bombs.
Note to self. Tie magnets to rope.
With a big stick with a hook on it.
We'll bring this helicopter down.
Dear Daddy, my utility belt weighs 700 pounds.
Lucky.
Interior, police helicopter, night. Commissioner Loeb yells at the chopper pilot.
Drop it! Drop it!
Sir, we need clearance. There may be people in there.
No one's in there, but that's psycho!
Loeb reaches over and slaps a button labeled incendiary release.
It does nothing.
I'll take full responsibility.
Below the police helicopter, a dark object falls. Interior, abandoned tenement. At that moment, the Batman bursts onto the roof and looks up at the falling bomb.
Too late.
The Batman throws... I bet I can catch it.
Oh, it's mine now.
He just catches it.
Yes, it just chucks it back at the helicopter. I also take full responsibility.
I didn't hear you say
Dear
that.
Dear father, I whatever. Take full...
I become the quarterback you always wanted me to be.
The Batman bursts onto the roof and looks up at the falling bomb.
Oh, too late.
The Batman throws himself back inside and leaps the railing. Okay, so he just bursts out. Too late! Oh!
He just bursts out. Like, oh, shit!
If it said, oh, shit, it would
that
make
would
more
be better.
Sense.
Yeah. Too late! Oh, shit.
The what Batman...
What was he trying to be on time for?
Oh, just on time. Oh, no!
Too late. If I can get there before they drop it, then I can...
Swing it back around.
That I can make them think I'm somewhere else.
Batman's not here.
I'm Gordon.
Look at the goat.
What was his plan?
I don't know.
Too late for what?
He doesn't have one. He's the Joker. He's an agent of chaos.
Foom. The firebomb goes off behind him. The Batman falls just ahead of debris from the explosion. He hits the floor hard and rolls under the staircase as half the building collapses around him. He's bleeding badly, practically partially blind, groggy.
Don't pass out.
The Batman removes a syringe labeled stimulant from his ammo belt and injects the needle into his biceps. Both of them, apparently.
One, then the other.
His eyes come alive again. Grim determination.
I feel like the syringe was labeled grim determination.
That's what I wanted.
It should have been that.
Bat juice.
Ooh. Everything is on fire. The Batman wraps himself with his cape. The building threatens to come down around him. Dying homeless people scream in the fire.
I love this script.
Can't help them. Must find shelter.
The Batman breathes through his cape as he crosses the lobby to a steel door bearing the words, Danger, 20,000 volts.
Steel door might be enough to protect me, provided the warning is a lie.
Why would the warning be a lie?
Homeless people lie all the time.
Homeless people are always going to sign shops and making decoy signs.
Out of cardboard.
He picks the lock and slips through.
Table Reads will return after this brief word from our sponsors.
What's up, docs and docettes? Trevor Thompson, the self-appointed Looney Tunes critic here, and if you like old cartoons and watching online reviewers dissect them, then you probably said the same thing I did about 2 years ago. Hey, what the fuck?
Here, watch your language, you bud.
Every Saturday morning, I do a brand new commentary of a Warner Brothers short. All throughout the month, I do video essays examining the history of these cartoons. Catch my videos on youtube.com/FerrisWheelhouse2, or just use the hashtag Looney Tunes critic. And now, here's Eric Bauza, the new voice of Bugs Bunny.
You've been listening to the Looney Tunes critic. Ain't he a stinker?
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lights, camera, action.
So the movie's a kaput, which means your script ain't worth the buffalo shit on a nickel.
Now, back to Table Reads.
If you think we're halfway through this episode, you're wrong. We just got too into it and forgot to take a break. So, this is going to be a real short last half. So, let's just fucking get back into it.
Yeah.
Fade in.
Exterior, abandoned tenement, night. The police helicopter lands. Loeb gets out looking pretty pleased with himself. He slaps Flass on the shoulder.
That building wasn't cleared. You hear that? That's the sound of people dying.
Screams emanate from the building. Its upper floors are completely consumed in flame.
Guess that's the cost of doing business.
Gordon is about to take a swing at Loeb, but Merkel steps between the men.
Sir, you're bleeding pretty bad. Let's get your head looked at.
Later.
Now! Sir.
Merkel looks at Loeb with disdain.
You don't want to do anything rash.
Yeah, time for you to go, Gordon.
Just then, a section of the roof collapses. Sparks fill the night sky.
Ooh. Ah.
What the fuck?
I'm actually both those characters. So that was good.
Gordon, disgusted, leaves Loeb and Flass to watch the fire. Exterior, abandoned tenement, later. Fire trucks shower the now smother. I hope they just pull out a fucking bat burned corpse. A burned bat corpse.
He put his bat outfit on a homeless person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No.
You know.
No, I hope that he's been electrocuted. He's all entangled with wires and shit. And then he burns to death because he couldn't close the door behind him while he was being electrocuted. And so they just pull out like a mashup cosplay of Uncle Owen and Batman.
Jesus Christ. I tried to keep up with all that. That was layers.
Yeah, my brain's in overtime.
That's good.
Smoldering building with water as the SWAT team goes in to search for survivors. That's not a SWAT team's job. That's those fire guys? That's their job.
The fire guys.
No, they're just there to tag them. They're like, go. There's one there.
I'm on hose.
They're keeping them from escaping the building.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. Yeah. They're going in to fucking pop, pop, pop.
Interior, abandoned tenement, moments later. The smoke has settled a little bit. SWAT commander and his SWAT team enters the half-collapsed building as a well-oiled machine, covering each other and moving as a single disciplined organism.
No prisoners! Commissioner's orders!
The SWAT team enters the lobby. The top floors have collapsed down the staircase, filling the area with rubble. The elevator shaft is piled with debris. Water pours from the ceiling. The SWAT team finds the steel door. They toss in concussion grenades. Boom! Boom! Sections of the lobby floor jump, then sag and splinter from the explosions. Creaking sounds fill the lobby.
This place is barely standing, sir.
Shut up! Squad 1, stay here! Squad 2, with me!
The SWAT commander and Squad 2 go down to the interior abandoned tenement, basement, night. The grenades have destroyed the superintendent's basement apartment and blown a hole through the ceiling over his small bathroom. The puzzled men look around. Then SWAT guy number 1 points to the collapsed chimney.
He must have kicked through.
Smoking gas canisters, clink, clink, fall out a hole in the chimney. Interior, abandoned tenement, lobby, night. Upstairs, in the lobby, the crumbling brick above a fireplace explodes, showering Squad 1. The Batman pounces from his hiding place in the chimney. Smack, crack, crunch!
Merry Christmas!
He savages the armored men. The cramped basement apartment is filling with smoke.
Gas masks! Cough, cough!
What the fuck?
The men fumble for their masks.
Cough, cough! Cough, cough!
It's in the dialogue. The men fumble for their masks. Interior, abandoned tenement, lobby, night. All around the lobby lies Squad 1, unconscious. The Batman, not hyphenated, kicks the steel door shut and reclasps the lock, then climbs over the debris and up the elevator shaft. Exterior, abandoned tenement, night. The police have barricaded the area with cars, ambulances, fire trucks, and situation vans. Helicopters circle overhead. Interior, abandoned tenement, basement, night. Squad 2 opens fire at the lock on the steel door. Interior, abandoned tenement, elevator shaft, night. This is getting tedious. The reinforced elevator shaft rises a few feet above the debris of the top floors. Oh my god, shut up, Siri. The reinforced elevator shaft rises a few feet above the debris of the top floors. Crouched in the shadows, the Batman scopes out the snipers and choppers with binoculars. Piang! A sniper's bullet ricochets off brick near his face. The Batman ducks and pulls a very detailed underground map from his ammo belt.
Yes!
You are here. Okay. I go toward Macy's and then...
I wish this
make a left.
I wish this showed where the bad guys are.
Ah, that's Cinnabon.
Oh.
This isn't like that video game at all.
This map is completely different.
It's just the wrong map.
It's a map to like the fucking club underground.
It's a map to the complex in GoldenEye from Nintendo 64.
Yeah, like, underground level.
And he's like, hold on. Okay, so I already went through the Misty Mountains. Now, where the hell is Mountain Dew?
Tom Bombadil.
Where's the chimney?
Interior, abandoned tenement, lobby, night. SWAT commander kicks the steel door open, rips off his mask.
What the hell is going on here?
His men look at him in confusion. Half of them writhe on the floor, bleeding.
Get these men out of here!
Listens to the radio.
Sniper's got him in the elevator shaft. You two, cover the shaft. You over there, come with me.
The SWAT team takes up positions in the lobby as the wounded men are dragged from the building. Exterior, abandoned tenement, night. Gordon watches the scene outside the building while paramedics work on the wounds the Batman inflicted. SWAT guys approach Gordon's ambulance. One carries the other.
You let this man die, I'll have your ass.
A couple of paramedics get to work on the unconscious man.
What's going on in there? He's an animal, a wild beast.
The medics finish with Gordon.
I've given you about 35 stitches for that gash in your head. Try to keep it dry.
Don't get any blood in it.
He's like super upbeat.
The medic hands back Gordon's jacket. Something has been stuffed in his breast pocket. Puzzled, Gordon finds Bruce's microfilm. Holding it up to the light, his jaw drops open. Honey, you want to see who killed JFK?
Oh, nice. The Rock.
That was National Treasure.
Fuck. Nicolas Cage was in both of them.
I'll be a son of a...
Behind him, Flass observes Gordon's discovery.
It's microfilm!
I can see from here that he's gotten his files on a microfilm.
It's fucking retarded.
I don't think he sees what it is. I think he just sees Gordon going, ooh!
What is this? What's he looking at?
He must have found some 8mm porno.
Oh, man. The porn's so hard to come by.
I hope it's another snuff film.
I'm a bad guy.
Interior, abandoned tenement, lobby. Later, the SWAT team waits nervously, holding their machine guns on the elevator shaft. Sweat beads on their foreheads. Interior, abandoned tenement, elevator shaft. Later, a gloved hand drops a single brick.
Oops.
Interior, abandoned tenement, lobby. Day. Later, nervous SWAT guys open fire into the rubble. The Batman uses the noise and confusion to drop through a hole in the ceiling, unseen, onto a SWAT guy. He pulls back the SWAT guy's helmet and sprays him with mace. A second SWAT guy turns to fire, but the Batman throws his knife into the guy's shoulder. Oh, you can breathe easier now.
Okay. Shoulder tracheotomy.
Stick around, Bennett.
Oh, no.
He goes down screaming. The whole SWAT team, now aware of the Batman, turns and opens fire at the moving cape as it streaks across the lobby. Bullets tear through the cape and into old brass mailboxes. The Batman throws himself through the hole where the floor has collapsed and lands...
Oh, shit.
...in a pile of shattered tile and mirror. He digs into his belt and pulls out several round objects strung together with green cord. Then, holding one end of the cord, he flushes them down the toilet. Upstairs, the SWAT team, guns poised, peeks over the lip of the broken ceiling just in time to get a face full of exploding plumbing. I learned this one in high school.
Watch it go to, you know, it all goes down to the bottom floor.
Interior abandoned tenement. Basement bathroom, night. Outside the bathroom door, the Batman covers his ears until the debris settles. Then he's back into the bathroom, peering into the giant hole where the toilet used to be. He gets on his hands and knees and squirms into the wet, slimy
hole. God damn it. Andy Dufresne.
A half second later, the SWAT commander and his three SWAT guys show up to investigate the explosion.
Man, it stinks.
They shine their lights into the hole.
My wounds burn.
San Juan Tenejo. Interior, Gotham sewers, night. Flashlight beams shine through a hole in the long drain pipe. The light reflects off the water and faces and feces-slimed walls as a dark figure runs limping down the pipe.
God damn it.
These are the poop tunnels.
I own these two.
The guano cave.
Nice.
Exterior, abandoned tenement, night. Gordon, it's all his feces. I have laid a trap.
The shat cave.
I have laid a trap.
The shat cave.
You're on it with the fucking naming of this shit, dude.
I don't have any fucking lines. I'm just sitting here listening.
Meanwhile, the very last line was yours.
Oh, that's true.
Exterior, abandoned tenement, night. Gordon... Yeah. Gordon watches as the sooty and defeated SWAT team exits the building.
Wah, wah.
Loeb screams at the SWAT commander. Spittle flies. Fingers jab his chest. Gordon smiles at the microfilm in his pocket and starts his car.
Fade out.
It is getting so much better by being worse, right?
It reminds me a lot of year one.
Yeah, it's one for one.
Yeah, it's very...
There's some things in it that are similar to year one, but it's fucking crazy.
It's also like... I wish Christopher Nolan had written a new script instead of just using this one for Batman Begins, because...
It just, like, a lot of it is supposed to, I get it, it's supposed to be happenstance and adaptable.
Yeah.
Like, he's supposed to be resourceful, but it's not. It's almost like in every scene, he just does something.
Yeah.
Like, they were like, all right, like, we've made this set of an abandoned home. Now just let Batman kind of explore it. He's like, all right, I would slide down the chimney. Hit a bunch of them in the face with glitter dust. Run in this room. Drop a drink in the toilet. Now I'm in the sewers. Ha ha! Like, my plan all along. Which
cherry
is why,
bombs in the toilet.
But it's my plan all along, which is why I limped to the roof at the beginning of this.
Yeah.
Run to the roof. It's a feint because ultimately my goal is to be in the shit tunnels.
I was trying to kill all those homeless people. Yeah. And that was a lot of work. Please remember that the whole time they're fighting, there's just people on fire. Ah!
Yeah,
Yeah, they're screaming in the background. That's the sound of people dying.
No time to save them. I have to get to the poop tunnel.
Let's get to the shat cave. It's so good.
Oh, Josh, tell the people where you are on the internet.
You can check me out at joshuajbaker.com. I do video. I do voiceover work. You can also check me out on Vimeo, Mr. Joshua J. Baker. I'll at me, dope.
It's true. And you can find Table Reads everywhere on the internet by going to linktree.com/tablereads. Our website, however, is tablereadspodcast.com. That also gets you everywhere you need to go. We got videos. We got this podcast. We got everything. Do drop us a review if you like the show. If you dislike the show, just tell us what you think.
Mm-hmm.
As always, you can reach out to us on the Twitter and the Instagram at the Table Reads. So those are all the ways you can get in touch with us. You can't get in touch with Jeff. He hates you.
I don't like any of you.
So that's it for us. Next week, it's part six of Batman Year One. Part six is typically where we wrap up a script, though I'm saying that after we just had a part 11 recently.
Right.
So we'll see if we can finish this one up in that span of time. And in the meantime, we'll miss you.
This podcast was created by Sean McBee. For more, visit tablereadspodcast.com. Cut to black.